Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the ENCE presentation.
Of our results of the first half of 2011. As you know, we are very happy to have been able to sign the financing of the 50 MW Huelva plant. As you know, it's the starting of our energy plan. And as you know, we shall finance again 40 MW in winter, 60 other megawatts in 2012, and 60 other megawatts in 2013. And as you know, these 210 new megawatts will increase our EBITDA by 80 million euros. During the first half of 2011, the plants have been operating well, and we have been able to sell more pulp and more electricity. Prices were strong, stronger at the beginning of the year than at the end of the first half. And the prices have been stable despite dollar weakness. Although we have to work, we still have to work very hard on cash cost, there is a positive trend, and we are a bit better than where we were in second quarter in 2010, but as I insist, we still have to work very hard. And we had a healthy cash flow generation, which is very important for ENCE, because it will be able, we will be able to finance our biomass plants. Summary of main financial indicators. We increase our pulp sales by 8%. We boost our energy sales by 30%. And as a result of that, although we had a worse cash cost than at the beginning, that in 2010, our EBITDA adjusted was almost the same, almost 90 million euros. Our net profit is 4% better than the profit of first half of 2010. We made 27.6 million euros, and our net financial debt is much more lower. It was at the end of June 2011 148 million euros, which is very important if you compare that with our annual EBITDA. Pulp sales, as I mentioned before, we increased by 8% our pulp output. The production was good in all the plants. You can see that in Huelva we increased by 11% our production, in Pontevedra by 7%, and in Navia by 9%. Regarding prices, the price of short fiber has remained at $880 in second quarter, after the increase of $30 in April. The weak dollar has gradually impacted on the prices in euros, and as you already know, in July, a $30 per ton decrease has been announced for both long and short fiber. Nevertheless, in the short term, the spread between long and short fiber will foster the substitution effect between the two, giving additional support to short fiber. Demand remains strong, thanks to China. The demand in Europe and North America is stable. And the inventories, although there is a small increase in days, in volume, the inventories are quite the same than they were. Energy sales, we boost by 30% our sales. The sales were 85 million euros on the first half of the year. We increase energy production linked to the pulp production process, and we increase the generation of Navia biomass facility. And we have improved our average selling price due to the mix of generation and due to the better pool prices and regulated annual premium price update. Although we are not happy in cash costs, well,